Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Back speaking with Andrew Haythorpe this morning from ECR. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Look, news this morning here, Andrew, another gold project we're welcoming into the ECR portfolio, Blue Mountain. You see a lot of deals here, Andrew. What stood out about Blue Mountain to you?
Well, Blue Mountain was an opportunity that was brought to us, so we've had a good period of due diligence in looking at it. But what stood out was the previous owner that we've just purchased this property from was really focused on alluvial production, alluvial gold production. And so, of course, then the first question that arises is, well, where's the primary source? Where's the gold coming from that you've been mining and recovering in the streams and creeks? To the answer to that is, well, we don't know. We haven't identified the primary source of the gold as yet. And so, you know, for us at ECR, you know, I think the company's developed a great expertise in literally following up alluvial gold pipe opportunities. Creswick, where we're currently drilling in Victoria, being a terrific example of that. But more generally, the Victorian goldfields, most of them were discovered originally from the alluvials, and then the hard rock discoveries followed. So this is a wonderful opportunity in a fairly accessible and almost convenient part of Queensland. We had a look at it, and the amount of gold that has been recovered and recorded by previous operators is impressive. And there's still alluvial or potential alluvial resources that remain there. However, for us, the real focus and the real question that we would like to answer is, where is all this gold coming from? So that's really the focus of the work that we'll be doing forthwith.
And Blue Mountain, of course, being an earlier stage project, how do you see this fitting in with the wider ECR strategy?
Well, it's our third project now in Queensland, so that complements what we already have in Victoria very nicely, and also the other two projects that we have in Queensland. This one, we're hoping that there'll be a longer field season of accessibility just because it's at the back of Gladstone, so it's more in the central part of Queensland than the far north. But at this point in time, all three, including this, all these projects are shaping up as being very promising. Lots of alluvial mineralisation that we've reported already and observed. And then lots of opportunity to find where all this gold and other minerals, in the case of Lulworth, where those minerals are coming from.
And speaking of projects shaping up nicely, a couple of weeks back, we had some gold results out of Lulworth, and now extending the niobium tantalum footprint there. What's your view on how things are moving forward at Lulworth?
Very, very keen to get back on the ground and have a look and chase up those anomalies, up the hills, so to speak, and up the ridges, and see what it is that's actually shedding the niobium and tantalum, and of course the gold, our original reason for being there, and also the lithium. You know, we do have significant lithium anomalies as well, which we do need to follow up and see what the primary source of that material is and map it and sample it. And if in due course, if the mapping and sampling indicates drilling is warranted, we'd be very keen to drill and follow up, of course.
I know, speaking with both yourself and Adam, this has always been a standout project, Lulworth. Just remind people what the potential is you see here.
The potential really comes down to, I guess, the neighbourhood or the area, the part of Queensland that it sits in. It sits in part of Queensland, which has had some magnificent discoveries, multi-million ounce discoveries, such as Mount Lation, Kidston, Vera Nancy, Pajingo, just to name a few. And again, to our surprise, substantial gold anomalism throughout Lulworth that we verified now with this more recent round of results coming in from the lab. So the promise holds very high. And there's going to be lots of work to do and lots of opportunity for us as a company to find a significant discovery, I think, in this area.
Just worth mentioning, Andrew, there was a mention in the RNS that Lulworth is shaping up to be an attractive flagship project. A few investors have rightly queried where that now leaves the likes of Creswick and Victoria. What's your view here?
Well, Creswick, we're still currently drilling at Creswick, of course, but also we are preparing for the Queensland field season, which really does start to become accessible in May and June. So we're almost there. It's April already, of course, the year's speeding by. So really for us, it's about, in a simplistic terminology, bang for your buck. Where can we drill and where do we get our best bang for our buck? Currently, in terms of targets and access, Creswick is the answer for that. However, as we swing towards Queensland this year, it's going to be a very interesting year to see what we do turn up this year in Queensland. And then also, how do we rank the projects between Queensland and Victoria? And then what our preferences and our opportunities are for 2024, looking forwards.
And not to forget Hurricane, Andrew, of course. We've got some drill-ready targets there also.
We do indeed. And again, a great deal of enthusiasm to get the drill rig on site as soon as we can. Currently, we're aiming for July in terms of field access and clearances, and to see what the tenor of those veins that have been observed at surface, what sort of grades and depths they carry to. So, yes, that'll be very, very interesting.
Just swinging away briefly, Andrew, from exploration activity. We need to update investors on the status of your involvement and your relationship with ECR. Initially subject, of course, to a 6-month review, but the original
Yes.
engagement, it's worked out well for both parties, and that's continued.
Yeah, correct. Well, I think with the 6 months coming up and passing us by, it was pretty much thumbs up all around between myself and the board. And if it's not broken, don't fix it. So I'm really enjoying my tenure as CEO. And I think the opportunities that we have lined up, including this most recent announcement regarding another new project, really does give us an excellent portfolio for the company to build itself moving forwards.
And speaking of plans and activity moving forwards, do we have sufficient funds in place for the near term to carry out what we'd like to?
Yes, for the near term. And one of the near term events, which is we have previously announced it, was the sale of our second freehold property in Victoria some months ago. So we're looking forward to the settlement cash coming in for that later this month. So that's a good top up. And you know, we continue to review our assets and opportunities. In some cases, as per the announcement, we're increasing our projects and activity in certain areas, and other areas we'll review and see where we stand as we move forwards.
Well, clearly a big year ahead. We've got lots planned across a number of projects. One of the last times we spoke here, you mentioned that you reckon ECR's got some of the best assets you've seen in your career. And that's before we've added Blue Mountain this morning. So we must be due at some point, surely, for a bit of a re-rating in the stock.
Well, totally. I mean, just go back to Lulworth for a moment. To have so many anomalies spread over such a large area of very prospective ground, you know, literally just inland from Townsville and not too far from Charters Towers, it doesn't get much better than that to have 900 plus square kilometres, of which probably 2/3 is shedding gold, you know, visible gold in the creeks, plus the tantalum and niobium, plus the lithium. It's quite phenomenal to think that in this day and age that such a large area could remain overlooked and underexplored. So it's a terrific opportunity for us, and you know, it's only 2 hours drive out of Townsville.
And it can be a bit of a tough one, but it's important for investors to remain patient while these exploration activities are undertaken.
Totally. Every overnight success takes a few years to generate. So we would all love to have overnight success and instant gratification. That's pretty much what everyone hopes for. But the reality is it's a lot of very patient work in the field, a lot of admin work, and a lot of setting things up with Adam and the team. And then, of course, the drilling that follows. So, yes, we're looking forward at some stage to having our overnight success.
Good to speak, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.